New home ownership can be a real eye-opener, but it's the perfect time to look into Homeowner 101 from The Home Depot. Free live streaming workshops taught by expert associates, now at homedepot.com/workshops. You'll find indoor and outdoor workshops, even home systems workshops. Plus, you'll get the know-how you need to care for your biggest investment. Master the basics at Homeowner 101, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Register now at homedepot.com/workshops.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, speaking to you live from New York City, courtesy of the Air Canada fan flight. I was able to get down here to the game to watch the Raptors defeat the New York Knicks by a score of 104-99. This game should have been... Honestly, the Raptors probably could have put together a more professional approach than this, but this is just one of those nights where... Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe it was New York City. Maybe it was... I don't know what it was, really. But the Raptors just didn't really quite have it. Pascal didn't have it. He was weirdly off. Kawhi, this is one of his roughest performances of the season. Not very aggressive. Maybe he's still hampered by that sore knee. But, you know, this is a forgettable performance by Kawhi Leonard. And, off the bench, really not a lot of people stepping up. Fred, after getting a career-high 30 points... gets five and was really bad defensively. Just kept letting blow-bys happen. Overall, though, obviously the Raptors were still going to take this game the entire way. The Knicks never really threatened. It was just sort of one of those games where the Raptors want to make a statement and win by 30 and rest everybody, or do they want to, just do the bare minimum? And they did the bare minimum tonight. I guess I'll start with the most important news is that Marc Gasol made his Raptors debut. He came off the bench, which is going to be something to watch going forward, whether or not he's amenable to, you know, coming off the bench. Serge got the start. And quite honestly, I believe Serge deserves to continue getting starts. But as I stated in my story on the Marc Gasol's signing, or sorry, trading, I think Gasol and Ibaka should really continue to alternate starts, just sort of like how JV and Ibaka used to do it. I think that's a past precedent. At least they can point to that and sort of try to maintain it. And if Gasol's good with it, which, by the way, all things that Gasol has said so far have been very positive. I mean, he's taken a discount. He's waived his trade kicker, so giving up like about $2 million to come to Toronto. He's been really happy about it. He got here, you know, as soon as the trade happened, went through his physicals, you know, he's already playing. So all that's really positive. And he said the right things about sacrificing, things like that. So, if that's what he wants to do and that's the attitude, that's perfect, because the Raptors really need to split that center position between Ibaka and Gasol. And today they did that. Ibaka played 29 minutes. Gasol played 19. Now, granted, I don't think it's going to be that kind of split every single night. I think Gasol is too talented to play just 19 minutes. But nevertheless, this is his first taste of action. And I thought he did look pretty good. I mean, when he came to the game, he really had immediately this command of the game. In terms of just like organizing the offense and organizing the defense, that stability from the back line is just something that's kind of rare. The Raptors are usually a perimeter oriented team where, you know, Kyle's running the show or Kawhi's running the show or whoever. Even Pascal is kind of a perimeter, you know, outside inside type of player. But Gasol was really a good presence to have down low in terms of just his playmaking. The Raptors' bench started showing a lot more versatility in terms of the plays they were running. You know, all of a sudden you get, like, you know, split-cut action. You get, pick-and-roll where the goal isn't just to have the, roll-man finish. Because usually, you know, pick-and-rolls with Serge or whatever, he's popping, he's shooting, he's rolling to the basket, he's shooting. Same thing with JV. He's rolling. He either rolls into a post-up or he's just rolling and finishing. There's not usually too much else that comes from that. But the Raptors today with Gasol, a lot of these sequences where he was putting the pick and roll, either he was drawing two defenders with him and the corner shooter was open because there was help tagging from the baseline, or in this, you know, in a lot of other cases, Gasol would get the ball on the short roll and make a play and kick it out to other people. Just by my count, in the first quarter alone, Gasol created, the first stint, he really only played a little bit of the first quarter, but just in his first shift, he created three open threes and a layup. Now, the Raptors just couldn't hit anything. The bench was really, really painfully off from three. Norm had a ton of open looks. He had nine threes today, only hit three. But a lot of those, you know, Gasol should have had a better performance, where Gasol only had one assist, but really he, you know, as Nick Nurse pointed out, he could have had like eight. And yeah, you just want to see him paired with as many good shooters as possible, because he is a really good passer. And it does give the Raptors a lot of flexibility in their offense. And quite honestly, I feel like the bench shooter could really use someone like that, because, you know, they have a lot of creation in terms of, well, they don't really have that much creation, sorry, from the perimeter, right? It's not like Fred VanVleet and Norman Powell are going to consistently create great looks. They create average offense, but not great looks. So if you can have another dimension where you can just throw into the post, or at least you can, you know, there can go, it can go inside and then it can go outside, then that's, I think, the main benefit of Gasol off the bench. We also saw a little bit of Gasol with the starting lineup. You know, Nick Nurse made sure to stagger his rotations a little bit, so Gasol got to see some time with the starters. I think immediately it's clear that Gasol has very high basketball IQ, and he's going to pair really well with a guy like Lowry, who the two of them, you know, work pick and roll together pretty nicely. I think I still want to see more of that. I want to see more of Gasol and Leonard, for example, but, you know, I don't know. It just, Leonard didn't really have it tonight, and so, you know, we didn't get to see too much of that. Also saw a little bit of, you know, defensively what Gasol has to offer. He had a really nice block against DeAndre Jordan. Now, DeAndre Jordan, for some reason, decided to post him up, which is just, that's not your game, and Gasol easily blocked him, but Gasol also took a nice charge, affected a couple shots in the basket. The only thing that Gasol didn't do a great job of, in terms of just, you know, his responsibility was contesting and rotating at the rim. And the Raptors just, all night, from the power forward position, just didn't really have it. And, OG off the bench, 16 minutes, 3 rebounds. Like, he was not really in position to help out and rebound. And he left Norm and guys like, you know, Pat McCaw, you know. The responsibility was left to those smaller wings to help Gasol on the glass. And it's like, you know, you got to do better than that. The Knicks did, you know, feast on the glass with 15 offensive rebounds. Mitchell Robinson off the bench with 4, and he also had 15 points and 7-on-9 shooting. A lot of those were just putbacks where Gasol would come over, rotate, because that's a shot. That's great defense, but someone needs to come and actually finish the possession, and the Raptors bench just seemed more intent on leaking out for some reason, especially OG. He just, I don't know, it was not a great game for OG, but you know, overall, I thought it was a solid performance by Gasol. I liked, again, that he took command of the offense and defense at the same time. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing more scenarios, especially him with the starters, too, because I think he would fit really nicely with a guy like Danny Green or even Kyle Lowry, who, those guys are great shooters. And if you can have Gasol playing with the ball on the post, those guys can cut and move and, you know, space the floor, and there's, you just want him playing with good shooters, and you don't want him to always kick out to like OG or like Powell, because, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of talent wasted. But in terms of, you know, the rest of the game, you know, Raptors started really poorly. They were down like 12 immediately. Had like stuck on 3 points for like the first 5 minutes. Started taking it more seriously towards the end of the first quarter. Took the lead by the end of the first quarter. You know, held a marginal lead into halftime. I thought they were going to just put the game away in the third quarter. They led by like double digits. But then a couple threes by the Knicks. I think 2 by Kevin Knox. You know, got the Knicks back closer and got the lead down to single digits. And the Knicks really just kind of didn't go away from that point onward. You know, they just stuck around. They got enough second chance points and hit a bunch of threes. And it's like, all right, you know, it was annoying. But the Raptors eventually figured it out. I think the fourth quarter, it was really up to guys like Danny Green and Kyle Lowry to hit three pointers and to sustain the offense. Danny consistently got open, which is great. You know, Danny's just such a calm guy. You don't even notice him for half the game, and then boom, he pops up with 2 great threes, and, you know, the lead is more secure. Kyle, probably the best player for the Raptors tonight, honestly. 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 6-10 shooting, 5-7 from deep, 5-6 from the free throw line. I mean, a couple of points actually negated because of whistles, where, you know, Kyle had a and one that was called off because foul was called on the floor, and another one where really was jumping up and in the air when he got fouled. And like, I don't know how that's not free throws. I've seen James Harden get that call all the time. I don't see what the difference is. I don't know how you can call it on the floor when Kyle Lowry is literally off the floor shooting the ball. Regardless, though, great game from Kyle, real sharp. After the game, I thought it was really interesting. Nick Nurse talked about how on the film, the coaching staff kind of realized that there was this sort of mechanical imperfection with Kyle's shot, and so they sort of fixed that. And you know, he has shot a lot better recently. He's not getting the same lift as he did early in the year, you know, when he was shooting really well, when his back was healthy. But you know, the results are better now, which is important, I think. But you know, Kyle sustained the Raptors tonight with his threes, and that's ultimately what got the Raptors over the top. So in terms of your three stars, Kyle number one, I would say Serge number two, Tireless 15 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 5 of 10 shooting, 5 of 6 on the free throw line. And you know, down the stretch, he got some important rebounds. You know, finished off a couple sequences where, you know, he got to the glass, got fouled, you know, drive and kick. You know, Serge will capitalize and they get to the free throw line or just score the layup and stuff. So, good game from Serge. And then third star, I'll probably give that to, you know what, I'll give it to Gasol, why not? 7 points, 6 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, a block, 3 of 7 from the field. You know, he's got the little post turnaround, he could really shoot a lot more, I think. I think he was a little bit looking to sort of facilitate, which is great. This is a great thing. But, you know, sometimes I like to see him shoot the ball more and see if someone assert himself more on the game that way. Especially on a night where you got a guy like McCaw who's never going to shoot the ball. He took one shot in 13 minutes. It's a classic McCaw game. You know, Van Vliet didn't have anything going. And an OG didn't have anything going. And it was basically just Norman Powell getting open shots and bricking them over and over and over again. You know, a night like that, I kind of want to see Gasol take his man one-on-one a couple times. But I also don't mind the selfless mentality. But you know, for his first game, I thought pretty decent. And then, in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, I got to give that to Mitchell Robinson or Kadeem Allen, honestly. You know, I'll give it to Kadeem Allen. This guy, honestly, man, I'm not going to lie. I haven't been watching a lot of Knicks basketball recently, so I haven't really paid attention to Kadeem Allen, but he was nice today. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 5-11 from the field, 2-3 from deep. Torching Fred VanVleet at every opportunity. Man, Fred looked bad. He got outplayed by this guy named Kadeem Allen, who I didn't even know he was in the NBA. Wow. But yeah, I mean, this he was nice. I don't know what else to say, really. He's 26 years old. Wow. So this is like a G League guy, I guess. I don't know. But he had a great game against the Raptors. You know, if it wasn't just, you know, him scoring, it was also him passing to Robinson, who was, you know, really effective as well. Maybe they can share a Gerald Henderson byline here. 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks, 7 of 9 shooting for Mitchell Robinson. But, yeah, Allen was really effective, which is just such a strange thing to say. But the Raptors got the win. The Raptors got a lot of fans at MSG. Not just the crew that came along for the fan flight by Air Canada, which, again, was phenomenal. We got, like, picked up Friday night or Friday morning. Scott went to the Pearson Airport, you know, spent the weekend here in New York City, you know, great accommodations, things like that. And then, you know, obviously get into the game and stuff. But there was a lot of Raptors fans that made it up there. I don't know if it's because it's just the weekend or because, you know, maybe they're here to see, you know, the Raptors today and the Leafs tomorrow and Gasol's debut. I don't know. I guess a confluence of factors, but A lot of Raptors fans at MSG, which I gotta say is a really beautiful building. I can see why players love playing there. I mean, it's not the Knicks, really. It's just a building. It's just, like, such a gorgeous arena, especially compared to Scotiabank. But a lot of Raptors fans chanting from the get-go, you know. And it's really funny because the Knicks fans, like, they obviously, like, they lost, like, 16 games in a row or whatever. Like, they don't care. Like, they're not chanting anything, but every time the Raptors started, you know, a Let's Go Raptors chant or whatever, then that's the only time when you would actually hear from Knicks fans is when they tried to drown out the Raptors fans. But it just turned out they were just, like, basically booing over the Raptors chants, which is just, it was strange. I don't know. Sometimes it sounded like the Knicks were booing their own players, which deservedly so, to be honest. But, yeah, that's the game. But, Going forward, I'm gonna be actually on vacation again for the basically the remainder of the week, so I'm not gonna have anything out until after the All-Star break. I think Zarrar is gonna pick up some of these podcasts, and I really hope he does. But if that doesn't happen, then I'll be back to recap the Spurs game, which will be very interesting. That's going to be DeMar DeRozan's return to Toronto. That's going to be very exciting. Thank you, and I'll talk to you then.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The time comes for every young woman. And now it's your daughter's turn. She'll need your guidance and support as she prepares for her first gynecological exam. At Lancaster Physicians for Women, part of Penn Medicine Lancaster General Health, we understand. Maybe it's because all of our gynecologists are women, or the fact that women's health is all we do. We know you want her to feel comfortable to ask questions and have open conversations. That's our mission, too. Visit lghealth.org to make an appointment.